Hey there, all you mod-tastic maniacs. It's your buddy Cranksy back with another episode of your favorite tracked module internet radio show, Sample Central. This is episode 009, and we're going to be looking at a couple of music discs that are very special to me. That's right, we're deep diving back into the 90s PC tracking scene with a look at two music discs specifically. The Blur series by Five Musicians member Melo D. Melo D is a Finnish musician, starting out making 4channel.mods in, I think, sometime in the early 90s. He is well known for making several memorable demo soundtracks, like the TERB demo that we featured before in a previous episode. But he is probably best known for a slew of releases with the tracking group Five Musicians. This is the area from which I best know his work from, especially the Blur series of music discs. There were three in total, but we're going to be focusing on the first two, not only because of time, but also because they have long been favorites of mine. I even have MP3 copies of all of these songs on several old MP3 players of mine that I used to always carry with me. Not a lot of scene music made it into that ever-expanding collection, but these did. If you've not already been familiar with these tunes, well, you're in for quite a treat. I think they are some of the most adventurous songs to come out of the later 90s tracking PC scene, and I hope by the end that you'll agree. Melo D, as we mentioned before, was from Finland, but he moved to Belgium for a short while, which is where we pick up his musical journey with the Blur Religion music disc, subtitled Floating Liquid God. I'll just go ahead and read a little bit from the intro of his text file that was included with the disc. He goes on to say, "Thanks for downloading. This disc is the result of about a half year of planning and composition. There was supposed to be an interface with plenty of design and other bliss, but we ran out of time because the songs were done, and I didn't want to wait for the interface. The music on this disc is somewhat experimental, so broaden your mind before or after listening to this disc. This is the first disc of the Blur series by Melo D. The next disc will be around the end of 1996. I guess now is as good a time as any to mention that this music disc also did come out in 1996, but I'm guessing it was the earlier part of 96, so he was looking forward to the next one already ready to come out by the end of that year. So who even plans like that anymore nowadays? Good for him. So Melo D was kind enough to include a running order in the info file for this music disc. So he says, you may want to listen to these songs in this order. And I agree. It's nice that somebody is willing to put the effort in to curate their disc in the proper order. Not even just as much, you know, by maybe file name or, you know, having A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. But he gives you a reason if you go on to read the info file. So we're going to start here with the first track. I should go on to mention every single song in here is made in Fast Tracker 2. So everything's going to be a .xm. He was a very big user of Fast Tracker early on, I think, compared to even a lot of other musicians. So he embraced it full steam ahead. So everything in here is .xm. The first track is Gum Flex Tide, which is a 480 kilobytes in 18 channels. We'll be right back. second tune in this is 526 kilobytes in 12 channels called International Beetle. And for the third track, we have a 520 kilobyte 12 channel XM called Fix. And moving on to another tune that I think has some samples that I'm pretty sure all of you will recognize, I would hope. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody listen to any kind of music outside of scene music? They had to have heard this. Anyways, this is a 12-channel 579-kilobyte XM called The Me Machine. roll into the top half of this disc, 554 kilobytes with 20 channels. It's a fun little tune called Cyanide. Settle on down into a nice little groove. 498 kilobytes and 16 channels. It's called Mandarin Ride. And to finish up, the Blur Religion music disc by Mellow D from 1996. It's a 10-channel, 450-kilobyte XM called Nouveau. And that'll nicely wrap us up for the Blur Religion music disc by Mellow D. He soon followed it up with another music disc called Blur Plastique, or Plastic, with a Q, in the tail end of 96. And I think the file sizes you'll hear coming up speak to where he was at. And it says, oh, and these songs are big intentionally. I don't make small songs anymore. I don't care about the final size anymore. It's useless to turn your samples into crap just so that it's 100K smaller. Well, good thing we're not talking about the Blur Green music disc that followed after this. Some of those for the full-size XMs are over 8 megabytes. There was a smaller version that was released that were right about, 800-900K. So, but unfortunately, we couldn't fit that one due to time. So let's get into this, though. Let's talk about the Blur Plastique video. Music disc. We're talking about a music disc. So let's just get into this. The first track is a 1.1 megabyte, 28-channel XM. Again, everything is FastTracker 2.xm. This one is called Fade Away. We'll be right back. And the second tune in the Blur Plastic music disc by Melody. We have 837 kilobytes in 24 channels, called High Grounded. In the next tune, he mentions that this was one of the last ones he did when he was still living in Brussels before he went back to Finland. It's a 919 kilobyte 14 channel XM, of course, called Self Angel.
We'll be right back.
fun little fact about this little tune here. If you read the info file, he says, and I quote, "I am really surprised I could hold my voice in the same key. I'm definitely no singer. And all the vocal samples, and it actually sounds good." I think everything he did ever sounded good, so. But even the greatest artists have a little bit of self-doubt, right? So let's play this bad boy. It's just over a megabyte and 26 channels. It's called Small Bottle. You've been listening to Sample Central number 009, and we're talking about Melody. But he goes on to say about this last tune, and I quote, "I'd like to use the fucking Gus, please." That came from when I first ran FT2 under Windows 95. Yuck. And I tried to sample something. In the sample editor, I clicked sample and started waiting for the sample window to appear. And waited, and fucking waited. For a long time! Then the first thing I sampled was that. Winky face. So yeah, this song has the awesome sample. It says, "I'd like to use the fucking Gus, please." If you're not up on your old school sound cards, Gus was the Gravis Ultrasound sound card, which back in the day had the awesome ability to do hardware sound mixing and had its own onboard memory. And at one point, I know they had the Gus Max with a full megabyte of memory. And then there were other versions that had other expanded memory. So when everybody talks about the Gus sound card, the Gravis Ultrasound, which the fact that it could do its own hardware mixing and had its own memory really made it useful for early, like, 486 PCs for demos and games and other things, because you saved all that CPU for all that sweet, sweet video magic, and the audio could do its own thing. They were really great. I had several of them myself. So anyways, let's get on to this last tune of the Blur Plastic Music Disc by Mellow D. It's 1.1 megabytes and 26 channels, and it's called Potion. Thank you. Sample Central.